The state Senate and Assembly have passed similar drunk driving crackdowns. The get tougher measures include making a fourth drunk driving offense a felony if it's within 5 years of a previous offense. First offenses would be criminalized if there's a child in the vehicle, and more offenders would have to blow into ignition systems that could prevent their car from starting. A key remaining question has been how to pay for the likelihood that more repeat offenders would spend time in jail, prison, or treatment programs. West Dallas Democrat Tony Staskunas is a key backer of the assembly bill. He says there's now an agreement to have offenders pony up.
We're financing this really in two ways. One, an increase to what's called the criminal penalty surcharge. And that's a surcharge on all criminal convictions, which right now is $20. And we increased that to, I think it's $163, with the increase being directed into drunk driving. The other thing we're doing is an increase in the license reinstatement fee.
Staskunas says about $15 million would be raised each year. If more money would be needed, state agencies could ask the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. The group Mothers Against Drunk Driving endorses the compromise. Lori Robleski's daughter was killed by a drunk driver 21 years ago. She says the bad memories flood back.
I didn't realize till this morning that I saw her laying there in the road with her arms stretched out like an angel, and she was gone.
Lawmakers hope to pass the drunk driving bill amendments on December 16th. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.